Today, when President Obama delivers his final State of the Union address tonight, Seattle's police chief will be there sitting in the First Lady's box. The White House has praised Seattle and Police Chief Kathleen O'Toole for making progress on police reform. When I reached her earlier today at the White House, she told me why she thinks she was invited.
Well, I think I represent this great team effort in Seattle. When I was appointed, Mayor Murray gave me my marching orders. He said that police reform was his number one issue, and we've all worked really hard on it since then. We've worked closely with the monitoring team, with the Department of Justice, with our community partners, so it's been a real collaborative effort, and I think that's why I've been invited. So I feel as though I'll sit there tonight representing a wonderful collaborative team.
Yes, when you talk about the monitoring team, the Department of Justice, you were hired when your department was on the White House's bad actor list for excessive force and discriminatory policing. What have you done to change that?
Well, we've worked very hard with our partners to develop new policies and procedures and particularly training. We've done a lot of training with our officers in recent times on important issues like crisis intervention, dealing with people with mental health issues, de-escalation rather than escalation in force situations. And I think we're really at the leading edge of some of that. I took this job prior to the Ferguson events and also many other high-profile national events, and we were well on the path to reform. We've embraced reform now, and I think we're down the road, and others are looking to us now. I don't claim to that we have all the answers. We haven't completed our project yet, but certainly we've made considerable inroads, and I hope we can share some of that knowledge with other communities facing similar challenges.
Now, some of your critics in Seattle, including the head of a local NAACP, say this SPD still doesn't have permanent and independent civilian oversight. What is your response?
Well, we're working closely with the monitoring team and the mayor's office and the Department of Justice on that because we want to make certain that the model that does emerge from all of this is the most robust possible. As I said before, we're well down the path, but we haven't completed our work, and I'm convinced that at the end of the day, we'll work with all of our community partners, including the NAACP, the CPC, and other organizations to ensure we get it right. We're absolutely committed to that. The mayor's absolutely committed to that. And I think that other jurisdictions are now coming to Seattle. Recently, we had visits from the NYPD, the Baltimore PD, and several other major cities trying to learn from our early successes. You know, again, we're not going to rest on our laurels. We still have work to do, but I think we're well down the path. While other departments are just contemplating reform, we're well down the road.
And what is top of your mind as one thing Seattle's police department still needs to accomplish?
Well, I think we need to get the formal structures in place for civilian oversight, and we're working very hard at that with our community partners right now. We're working with the monitoring team, DOJ, the CPC, and we have great relationships with many people in the community, but it's a work in progress. And in order for a police service to be successful, it needs to have community support and community trust. So that's number one on my agenda.
Seattle Police Chief Kathleen O'Toole, who'll be sitting in the First Lady's box as President Obama delivers his final State of the Union address tonight. Chief O'Toole, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you very much.